So you've been here for about 3 years and you've been going to ESL. And what about in your classroom? Do you connect with your classmates or do you feel like you're part of that?
Actually, my boyfriend now, we were in the same class. But all the people, or all the classmates, all the teachers, they didn't talk about us. Just one teacher, she said, like, she gave us one class, just one time
Let me just
about
back up. You said they didn't talk about us
as
as,
LGBTQ.
so you never heard
No.
LGBTQ mentioned in
Even
the
as
classroom.
examples
Not as
or
examples.
biograph or essay or anything, records, no, they didn't. Even in the bright time, they didn't explain to the people what it's mean, why they have the bright time, or they didn't explain the right of the gay or the
LGBTQ.
LGBTQ. Yeah, it's hurt me when I heard many stories as a man and woman, or examples as man and woman, and I didn't hear any examples even from any teachers. They don't ask
No
before.
examples of you, people
No,
like you, or
yeah.
no. But it was one time. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and her personal story about her kids.
And what happened then? So she left.
All the people in class, it was different opinions. Some people, they said, we have to kill them. And another people, we have to keep them outside. And some people, they say, they are free. You can do whatever you do, just don't hurt another people. It was hard for me to hear that from the student or my classmate or my friends too, and they say we have to kill her kids, or we have to kick her kids out, or anything bad to her. So I told her, they talking about you and they say bad word about you. And I told her my
And you
story.
told her your story.
Yeah, and I don't know, I trust her because she have the same my experience, and she have a good feeling for us, or I don't know, because she have the her kids is gay, so she will know how we feel.
And she'll welcome you.
Yeah.
And that was the first time you said that
Yeah, and the last time.
So, Noor, how could teachers and other students make you feel more welcome and more safe in the classroom?
I shared with you my story about my teacher when she talking about her personal life. She made my feeling, or she made me like to say I'm here. So I told her my story and I explained him my story. And another student, they can do the same thing. But I hope some stories or some paragraph in each class explains something about us or something about LGBTQ.
You mean that you do some readings?
Yeah, something from CBC News, because every Friday we have that. Yeah.
Instance. So you want it just to be something that's discussed and that's part of the conversation in the classroom.
Yeah, it will be hard for the teacher, because maybe some students, they will say a bad idea or a bad word for another student. But I think the respect we give the teacher, she can control as our teacher when she talk about her personal life. So I don't know. It's make me safe. Our story will make another student safe too. Maybe they're gonna share with us them stories. We're gonna make a new friends, or we're gonna in Turkey they open rooms. The LGBTQ, they meet there and they can talk about them problem. Or we have to do this, but nobody talk about us. If the student, the teacher, they start make paragraphs or records or anything about us, the students will feel safe here, and they're gonna make maybe a small talk or a small circle, or anything like that to share their story or to make friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad that you are telling your story here.
Thank you.
And our goal is that other people would have a chance to talk about this.
Yeah.